Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on? This is G right now. I hope you guys are doing well. I just want to just welcome you guys to the Heart of Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I just want to talk tonight about love, and that we share love, that we show love, that we talk about the purpose of love. So that's what we're going to talk about, love, and what does that look like? What does that look like? As a Christian, what does love look like? And I think this is something that that we have to really, really take into consideration when we talk about love and being Christians, and what does it really, really entail? If we get this, if we understand what love is, then we will be able to really, really make a difference in people's lives. That's what I believe. We can get things started right now with Teresa Pinkney with Deep, and I'll be right back. We'll talk about love tonight.
Tell everyone that I know.
guys. This G-Writing, you guys listen to the Heart of Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Live. I'm also on Facebook Live as well. Tonight, we're talking about love. And Karen, I need you to tell me what love is. You know, this is an interactive session. I thank you, Karen, for sharing my video. You guys, well, this is a good discussion. You know, we talk about love. I love you, and you're supposed to love me. But sometimes our actions don't line up with the word love. Ha. Hey, what's going on, bro, Willie? There's no greater love than the love of God. That's what Willie is saying, guys. It's my brother, Willie Odom Jr. There's no love, no other greater love than the love of God. And that's so true. See, we talk about love. No, love is, you know, an action word. You know, you have to put your action behind that word. If I say I love you, you know, what does that mean? What does it mean I love you? You know, I'm gonna share this with you. 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 through 21 says this. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Now that's, I think the New King James Version, you know, NIV version says it a little bit like this. But while I'm going to that, Karen says this, love is encompassing all through their faults and successes. Thank you for sharing. Thank you guys for both sharing. You know, that's so true. Love, you love the person. Do you necessarily like what they do? You might not like what they do. You might not like the things they do or say, but you love them. It's all encompassing, just like you said, all the way through. You love them all the way through their faults, their successes. And now this is what the NIV version says, 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 through 21. It says this, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Why do I say that? Because we talk about love. This one word, people kill themselves over. They kill themselves over the word or the thought of love. And everyone's looking for love, and sometimes in the wrong places. Sometimes we're looking for love and we're looking for love through our worldview, the way we view the world, the way we grew up during those very, very important years, developmental years, and how we process what we perceive to be love. So we talk about, I love you, and how can we understand love? How can we understand? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. You know, we love because he first loved us. You know, he showed us what love was. And the fact that he sent his only son to become that bridge between himself and us, to become that bridge. You know, we love because he first loved us. He loved us first. Even when we didn't even understand what love was, even before we were created, God loved us. You know, and the reason why I say it is because we're living in a time where people don't love. And then we're saying, you know, if you love me, you will do this. If you love me, you will do that. How about this? You just love. Not for what we can get out of it, just because the fact that God loves us, we should be willing to share that love with other people. You know, so what does love look like? You know, one of the greatest points that love of God is it surpasses everything. That love of God surpasses everything, and with that love of God, we're able to reconcile people to God. We're able to reconcile. What's going on, cuz? We're able to reconcile, you know, people to God. You know, we're able to change lives. So we love because he loved us first. He loved us first. God loves you. Your situation that you might be going through might seem like, you know, it's too hard to bear. And I've been there. But what's kept me has been the love of my family, my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother, my play brothers, my play sisters, friends who were there for me when I thought I was all alone. I tell you, love changes. But we love because he first loved us. And love, we need to find what is love. What is love to you? And love, I love what the first thing is this. There's no greater than love than the love of God. So what is love? Love is what God has demonstrated toward us, that while we are sinners, Christ died for us. Love. God sent his only son. Jesus in the flesh gave his life for us. God in the flesh. And, you know, love looks over the hurt. Love looks, love heals. Love saves. Love inspires hope. What does love look like? We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. We have not seen God, but we know that God exists. We know that God exists. And at least we believe those. For those of us who are Christians, you know, we believe. We have that faith that he does. George writes this. Hey, George. Hey, Spencer. That's it, G. Love is the reason we live. So we live by love. Good word, man. Thank you so much, George. Hey, Dr. Nicole is in the house. Hey, cuz. Hey, Erica. Got my cousin Erica in the house. Hey, how you guys doing? We're talking about love. What does love look like? Because if we say I love God, we don't see him, but we know. Just like we can't see the wind, but we feel the wind. We know the wind is there. God is here. God is with us. We say I love God, but we hate our brother who's standing right before us. You know, how can we treat people like they don't have feelings? How can we treat people as if their thoughts don't matter? We say, I love you, God. We hate our brothers. We hate our sisters. We hate ourselves. You know, and the only way we can make it, one of the ways we can make a difference is to really, you know, listen, sometimes we disappoint, people disappoint us. Sometimes we disappoint other people. Sometimes we even disappoint ourselves in what we think that we should be doing that we're not doing. Let me tell you this. If I say I love God, but I hate my brother, I hate my sister, you know, that if the word of God is saying I'm a liar, I want to tell you this. One of the words I say, I hate this, I hate that. My mother would always say when I was growing up, your son, hate is a strong word. How about dislike? And that's one of the things that has always stuck with me. The word hate is such a big word, but sometimes we go through that. I hate this person. I hate this. I hate that. But then we say, I love you, God. You know, as a man soweth, he also reaps. When you sow hate, you're going to reap hate. When you sow love, you're going to reap love. Does that mean that everything's going to be hunky-dory? No, it doesn't mean that everything's going to be hunky-dory. But guess what? You sow that love and you stay focused, you do the things you're supposed to do, you will be blessed. You'll be blessed. What's up, Rob Dobb? You know, we're talking about love. You know, listen, are we going to like everything? Are we going to like everyone? Not necessarily. But we don't have to be, but we don't have to be hateful. You know, like the word of God, 1 John 4, 19, verse 19 to 21, says that, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. You know, we still have to use wisdom in everything. In our dealings with each other, we have to use wisdom. We have to be We have to be wise. You know, there's some personalities we just don't click. And guess what? That's okay. But guess what? If that person's in need and I'm there and I'm able to help, I'll help. You know, we might not like everyone, but we're supposed to love each other. You know, Dr. Nicole, she writes this, we love with conditions because a person fulfills a need. That's selfish love, not Christ-like. You know what? Amen. That is it. Don't get me shouting up in here tonight. That's it. We love conditions because a person fulfills a need. Now, that's selfish love, not Christ-like. We can help people, and we don't necessarily like them, but if they're in need and we're able to help them, that is Christ-like. What's up, Gregory? That's Christ-like. What's up, Nelson? What's up, Nelson? But, you know, the thing about it is this. We love people based on our worldview, based on how we were raised, how we were reared as kids. We love based on the way we learn how to love. So we can love someone and we know that this person has done us wrong, but guess what? Instead of hating them, instead of speaking death over them, we can still help them if we're able to. That makes a world of a difference. You guys are coming, those who are coming in, this is the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live from on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm also here on FaceTime. We do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10, so feel free to come in and join us in the conversation. We're talking about love. What's up, Keita? What's up, Gregory? So what you said, Doc, it's true. We love with conditions. We love with strings attached. You know, and that because a person fulfills a need, that's selfish love, not Christ-like. You know, and I think that God wants us to, I know God wants us to become more Christ-like. How can we really, really make a difference? Well, you can love someone based on who they are, not based upon their actions, but based upon the fact that they are another child of God. You know, that's where we can really, really make a difference. I don't have to agree with everything you do. I don't have to agree with everything you say. And we can agree to disagree. But if I see that you're in need, I'm going to help you. And it's so true. Doc shared this. This is interactive, guys. You guys come in, please feel free to join in the conversation. For John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son. God loves us unconditionally and unapologetically. That's true. He loves us with our flaws. So we have a hard time loving ourselves with our flaws. We spend so much time trying to mask our flaws. Sometimes we mask it through women, through makeup. Guys, it can be through external things. Things you have, it could be possessions. What do you have? It could be education. You can try to mask your flaws through whatever thing you want to try to hide them. But God loves us unapologetically and unconditionally. You know, even if you fall, and you know, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. No one is perfect. No one is perfect. If someone's telling you they're perfect, they didn't make any mistakes, they're lying. If I say that I love God, but I hate my brother who's standing in front of me, you know, sometimes some of us are filled with so much hate that we're not even willing to really help someone who might be in need. Someone might be dying in front of you. Someone might need that word of encouragement. Someone might need that extra special sweet tea. Yes, I threw that sweet tea in there. Someone might need a smile. Someone might need just, you know what? I've got you. What do you want for lunch? But if we have a brother or sister who stand in front of us who are in need, and we say, look, I love God, but you know, I can't stand you. You know, that's not good. You know, Dr. Nicole shares this. She shares this. God wants us to know that his love is unconditional. So he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us while we're still unlovable sinners. Yes, you're saying the exact same. We're saying the exact same thing. We're on the same page, Dr. Nicole. Leave that tea alone. You know, I love that mint green tea. You know, and I got to leave that alone. Diabetes is trying to kick my butt, but I will not allow that to happen. But some sweet tea, and once in a while, it's good, okay. But staying on track. You know, and it says this in 1 John 4, verse 21, it says, and he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Now, again, it does not mean that I necessarily have to agree with everything that you do or everything that you say, but I've got to be willing to love. And, you know, now mind you, there will be some personalities you just don't get along with. And guess what? It's okay. But if you're able to help your brother who stand in front of you, what's that line? And you stand in front of you and you're hating them, and you're doing evil things, you're doing spiteful things just to do it, that's not right. You know, and I sit here and I say this, guys, I say this. On, you know, I know people use Facebook Live for many different things. They use Facebook for many, it's true, Lion, isn't it? You know, but one of the things I want to say is this. One of the things I want to say, you know, when we're on Facebook Live and on Facebook, sometimes we say some of the nastiest and hate, most hateful things to people. And then we say, we're Christians. Think about that. We instead of loving people, instead of loving, I mean, there are going to be some things that are funny, but putting out people, talking about the way they look, talking about the way they act, and all these different things, you know, that's not Christ-like. You know, love. Examining, we got to examine our heart. You know, why do we say we love? One time I heard someone say, I love you. And the person asked, why do you love? Why do you love me? And the person was at a loss of words. And sometimes we say, I love you just because of, like you were saying, Dr. Nicole, because of the things that they can do for us. And then when you don't do those things, you say, no, they're out the door, they're gone. You can see them, they're giving you the most hateful look. But listen, we got to get past that whole thing, that selfish love. So how do we get past that selfish love? What do you guys have to say about that? How do we get past that selfish love? Now, on the flip side, I have to say this. I'll be remiss if I didn't say this. On the flip side, we can't say, manipulate and say love so we can get what we want from others. We can love someone unapologetically, unconditionally, not based on what they've done, not based on what they've said, not based on what they said they're going to do. And we just love them. You know, listen to this. I made some mistakes. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all made mistakes. None of us are perfect. And we should do unto others as we would have them do unto us. When we can love someone, even with their scars, even with their inadequacies, even their beliefs or things go against what we believe, guess what? That's love. Now, love is truthful too. But we're talking about in this sense, as far as, you know, as far as if we say we love God, yet we hate our brother who stand before us, we're liars. You know, Dr. Nicole says this. She says, I'm glad you guys are saying things tonight. As filthy as we are, flaws and all, God still allows us to experience his love, yet we deny our brothers and sisters. God is love, and his love is different from our human love. God loves us because he is love. That's it. He is love. You know, I think sometimes we forget where we've come from. Sometimes we forget the struggles we've gone through. Sometimes we forget our mistakes. And we look at the mistakes of others and then we judge them. But yet, we're so quick to judge others of their mistakes, but we're so slow to look at our own and to admit those things. So how can we make a difference? This is all about making a difference. Examining why do we say we love? What is our purpose for saying we love? You know, my mom writes this. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. That's 1 John 4:11-12. 1 John 4:11-12. Thanks for sharing that, Mom. Since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Listen, love, we say if we love, if we love one another, God loves, lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. 1 John 4:11-12. Lion writes this. Pray, fast, be real with yourself and God. Read about the importance of love. You know, that is so true. That is so true as well, Lion. We got to be real with ourselves. Why? Because if we have these big dreams that we believe that God's going to do in our lives, and God begins to bring people who need help, if we're not really helping them, if we're not really loving them, how are they going to even experience God through us? You know, what's up, Miss? What's up, Track? Dr. Cole writes this. Amen. Come on, Greg, bring it all together. Okay, you know, think about this. We talk about self-care. Dr. Cole and the rest of the fitness team, fitness family, we talk about self-care. We talk about things like that. Self-care, love. Not only do we have to love the brother and sister we see, we have to love the brother and sister we see in the mirror. We have to look at, like Michael Jackson said, we have to look at the man in the mirror. You know, we have to look at ourselves. Like you're saying, Lion, we have to look at ourselves. Self-care, let's love ourselves. If we can love ourselves and accept the person that God has created, we can really, 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 really make a difference. We can't do that if we're not really willing to own our thoughts, love ourselves, and then love others around us. Because it's so easy for us to hate on people if we don't look at our own faults. But when we look at ourselves, some of us are just running from ourselves. We have to stop, we have to look at the man in the mirror, and then we can really make that change. We can really show that love and understand whoever loves God must also love his brother. I can also say whoever loves God must also not only love his brother and sister, but also must love himself. You've got to love yourself. Even when we were on the opposite side of the tracks, even when we were we're knee deep in our sin, Christ died for us. So if we're going to make a difference, if we're going to make a change, we've got to be willing to look in the mirror. We've got to be willing to change. We have to be willing to really examine. And sometimes that love, that truth hurts. But once we're able to do it, and I'm saying this based on our relationship with God, not based upon what someone else is trying to tell us about ourselves, but what is God saying? Because people have motives. They have motives. That they have their own underlying motives sometimes in doing things. And so we'd be aware about that manipulation factor. If we know ourselves, have you ever met someone who knows themselves, himself, herself, who aren't moved by what people have to say, but they're more moved by the truth. They're more moved by being honest with themselves. Listen, that's a powerful person. Montreal writes this, instead of finding fault in others because of their behavior, look for God. God will use anything to teach us, to prepare us for the next step in our journey. If we look to God more, Let me find where I am. Okay. If we look to God and focus on Him, we can always find the love of Christ. Right. If we look to God and focus on Him, we can always find the love of Christ. Thank you for sharing that, Montreal. Dr. Constantine Cole, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. No one should be judging or alienating the next man or woman. That's right. Come on. We hate others because we hate self, and that's the truth of the matter. Thank you, Dr. Nicole. You guys are on fire tonight. You guys are on fire tonight. That's really, really it. You know, we can't play church. People are just dying. What's up, man? How you doing? We can't play church. You know, if we're going to really make a difference, make a change, we just got to be willing to do it. You know, my mom had this conversation with me, and I'm just keeping it real with you guys. And she was basically like, do what God has called you to do. Go ahead and do it. Do it unapologetically. Do it 100%. Do it. You know, and we've been talking about this whole past year, this new year. We've been talking about on the show about hearing God and writing that vision down and working towards it and making those steps. We can't get to the next step if we're not willing to put 100% in it. We have to put 100%, not just 80%. That consistency, you know, and I'm telling you this. Love is really, really important. Because if we don't love ourselves, how can we really share love with others? You know, and the thing about this, as long as everything's all right between God and me, guess what? You know, that's all that matters. Well, the other part of that is sharing that love with other people. You know, again, we love because He first loved us. Some of us are incapable of loving because we're not willing to love ourselves. Some of us are incapable of that relationship that we would like to have because we're incapable of forgiving ourselves. Some of us are incapable because we're incapable of forgiving others who have hurt us. So what does love look like? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We love God first. He loved us. He loved us first. You know, what does it look like? You know, what's up, cuz? What's up, Linnea? We're talking about love, what it looks like. And we can go on for days and days and days and talk about love. This subject can go on and on and on and on. If we are willing to really, really make a difference. And we say, you know, we're Christians, we got to be willing to love. And I thought about this today. Jesus hung out with people that we would never hang out with. That some of us would never hang out with. What's up, Linnea? What's up, cuz? Jesus hung out with people that we probably would never even think about hanging out. Yet He was not like them. They knew He was different. But guess what? He didn't judge. You know, and the thing about it is this. We don't want anyone to say that, hey, we're liars. We're not Christians because we're not loving our brother and sister. Like I said, it doesn't mean that we have to accept what people do, but we have to love. How do we get people to get from one point to the next point? We love on them so much that they say, this person get on my nerves. They're loving me. Even when I'm trying to be nasty to them, they're loving me so much. But if I say I love God, but yeah, I'm going to be hateful. And they're hateful. You know, like I said earlier, I was saying there's a difference between hating and not liking. You know, I might not like you, but guess what? I'm not going to hate you. I'm not going to hate on you. And if I'm able to help you, I'm going to help you. Dr. Nicole writes this, guys, manipulation factor, shame factor, and guilt factor are entities which the devil will always use to keep us ignorant to his love, died for our sins, taking the punishment that we deserve, was buried, and rose from the dead. Jesus died for our sins, taking the punishment that we deserve, was buried, and rose from the dead. We can easily help save a lost soul by unconditionally loving one another without a mask. Woo! Without a mask. That's on time. Do you guys get that? By unconditionally loving one another without a mask. You know, when I learned to be real, you know, I was one of those, what's up, Valerie? I was one of those idealists. You know, I didn't look at life realistically. My mom, she's realistic, 100% totally realistic. I'm an idealist. And I would look through things through my rose-colored glasses. But when you just be honest and just be real with God, we can love each other without a mask. When you can love yourself without a mask, or what you expect God should, God expects us to be. God really just expects us to be honest. Come to him honestly. Come to him boldly, you know, without that mask. Montreal writes this: we need to always remember that pointing fingers, finding blame, and sowing hate started with Satan. We can't carry the attributes of Satan and truly have the love of Christ. We must know who we are. We are children of the King, chosen to share the love of Christ. We hate ourselves because we forget who we are. Woo! All right, Montreal. All right, I hear you, Montreal. I hear you. We hate ourselves because we forget who. Amen. 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 What's up, Karina? You know what? Hey, good evening, Valerie. Thanks for coming. You know, take the mask off. Yes, people want authenticity. You know, listen, I'm going to have to get my cousin on this show. My cousin Linnea, you guys, she's awesome. She's an awesome woman of God. She's a writer, singer, dancer, all those different things. Another minister of God, you know, my cousin Linnea. Take the mask off. Yes, people want authenticity. You know, things, and thank you for this good word you guys are bringing tonight, because, you know, that authenticity is what's going to really, really reach people's hearts. And I've seen some people walk in who are broken, and I've heard some counselors, you know, speak them the truth. And they were just real and honest. And people responded to that. People respond when you're honest. You can be honest. You don't have to be nasty, you know, but you speak it in love, and you love on the person. Make sure the person knows where you're coming from, you know. Thank you so much, cuz. I love you too, cuz. And, you know, that's right. People want authenticity. They want to know that you care. They want to know that you care about them. You know, and that's what really, 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 really makes the difference. That's what really makes the difference. You know, Dr. Cole writes this, Linnea, if you're still there. That's right, Linnea. That's why I'm transparent to everyone without fear. That's true, without fear. Don't ask her a question if you don't want to have the answer. And even if you don't want to have the answer, she's going to give it to you anyway. But you know what? That lets you know that you care. When you can love someone, if you can love them and just be real with them and keep it real with them, they will respond. You know, and I'll be honest. I really didn't know what I was going to talk about tonight. I prayed about it, and God just led me to 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 through 21. This command that he's given us. Yeah, I know how you are. And that's a great thing. And the clients know who you are too. You know, they know who you are. And then people will come to you because they know that you love them and that you can give them the truth, you know. And you're open to receiving too. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. There's a command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Now, again, as my mother would say, there's a difference between hating someone and disliking them. I can dislike you, but guess what? I've got to love you because it's a command. He has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. You know, and I just hope that while we are in this season, while we're in this flesh, while we're on this side of life, that we can learn this lesson about love. If we are really wanting to be world changers, if we really want to be agents of change for God, we have to be willing to put that love into action. You know, and sometimes we're all struggling. And I say this to say, because sometimes we look at love and we look at love based upon our own selfish needs, what we want from people. We can move past just loving them just because. You don't have to do anything for me, but I'm going to show you God's love just because he commanded us to love each other. You know, Valerie writes this, you guys. I myself have just recently been peeling off masks, some that I didn't even know I was wearing. Most all were defense masks to keep me from being hurt or letting anyone love me or me loving them. First of all, I want to say thank you for being courageous and sharing that, Valerie. You know, like you, I've worn masks. And a mask, that mask was trying to be perfect, trying to be everything for everyone. Guess what? You can't make people happy, but you got to be true to what God's called you to do. Now, mind you, people will put their own expectations on you. And if you don't do it, then they'll say, you don't love me, or you don't love yourself. You got to be honest. That honesty, that authenticity starts between you and God. And then once you're free and you're honest with God, then you'll be able, he'll be able to really, really use you to make a change, make a difference. Everyone has their own personal reason why they say they love, or they feel like they're not loved or whatever. But when we can honestly take those masks off, what's up, Terry? We can actually take that mask off. Oh, you got me going right now. Woo, glory. Valerie, taking the mask off. Linnea, taking the mask off. That's what we're talking about. You know, how can we really love people we have masks on? It's like putting a Band-Aid on something that's already messed up. Let's deal with it. Let's heal. But once you take those masks off and really be authentic, look, I am not a saint. I am a sinner saved by grace. I sin. I make mistakes. I fall. I get back up. I will not live my life by family standards. I'm going to live my life by God's standards and his word. Woo, glory. I wouldn't even plan on saying that. But I'm just saying, I'm not living my life based upon people's perception of me. What does God say I am? Who does God say I am? That's what I'm going to walk with. Take the mask off. Be free. And if I'm free, no chain is going to be holding me because I'm free. In Christ, I'm free to love. I'm free to be the person God's called me to be. Sorry, it might make some people uncomfortable, but I'm learning to be comfortable in my uncomfortability. You know, it's time out to be playing around. You know, I can care less about that. But I care. Sorry about that, guys. But I care about what God is doing in my life. I care about what God is trying to do in my life. And it hasn't been easy. That's kind of like that whole thing of trying to be Mr. Nice Guy. You know, I had these different things, like I would speak quiet, like Michael Jackson, because I felt like my voice is too big. You know, or I have to be really, really nice because people expect me to be nice. How about if I'm having a bad day, I'm having a bad day? How about, you know, if we're able to be free and be honest with God, then we can be free and be honest with other people. I cannot live my life by other people's standards. I got to live my life by standards of God. What has he told me in his word? See, I'm a sinner saved by grace. I am not perfect. I make mistakes. That is learned that for myself. That's one of those masks. You talk about masks, Valerie, and you guys got me going in a different direction than where I had planned on going. But I feel like someone needs to hear this. I've seen my cousin, Linnea, she's on, being free, just doing the things that God's called her to do. She doesn't care about what people are saying. She puts her videos, she does the things, she's written her book. You know, she's doing those things that God's called her to do. God wants you guys to understand that haters, people, I don't know, I have one cousin who says she hates the word haters, but there are people out there who do hate. But even in the midst of their hating, we still love. You can hate on me all day. You can call me every kind of name. Guess what? God is freeing me up. Because as he frees me up, then I will really be able to become the person he's called me to be. Because you can't be in a lot, and you can't be out there, have preaching out there, have your music out there, cause, and expect that everyone's going to like you. It's not going to happen. Be free from people. We love because he first loved us. Nope, God has governed his word, brother, so come on with it. That direction is just right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. So, yes. Yes, you know, but I'm telling you, this happened different. Whoa, Lord, Jesus. But the point is this. You know, this one cousin says, my cousin Linnea says, not anymore, but God had to teach me. I never created you to fit in. We have to be free from people to love them. Woo, glory, cuz. I never created you to fit in. We have to be free from people to love them. That is it. We have to be free. And that's what God's doing in my life. Let me tell you this. I've been walking, God showed me after I was walking by myself, after I was in this life by myself. I thought I was by myself. But you know what? God showed me that he had people around me, other angels speaking into my life, praying for me. And I'm saying this to you guys. I thought I was walking alone. But I've had the chance to really see myself, you know, and really, really understand that whoever loves God must also love his brother. You have to also love yourself first. You have to love yourself. You have to love yourself. So I can't say I love you, hate myself, hate my brother, hate my sister. Learn to really take that mask off. Be vulnerable to God. You have to be vulnerable to other people. You have to be vulnerable to God. And God will teach you and show you how to love on his people. Valerie writes this, amen, brother. I'm still peeling, but I can honestly say those that have been peeled off has allowed me to open up to someone who may need to hear a part of my story and have a glimmer of hope. Amen. Valerie, I'm being honest too. I'm going to say this. I'm peeling off too. And not being afraid to peel off, not being afraid to allow God to peel off, not being afraid to allow God to really, really speak to my heart and really speak and say what, look, you need to change this. Because how can we love people? How can we be in a profession where we're helping people, we're helping, we're giving hope, and we're hopeless? You know, and when I have those days, God still brings back to his word. What did I tell you? I am with you. What did I tell you? I will make that way. You know, some of us, we have dreams. We're saying, God, this dream is so big. Love. Love me. When you love God, because he first loved us, and then you begin to love yourself, then you're able to, and capable of loving other people. Thank you, Linnea. Linnea said, Holy Spirit is leading you, Greg. Amen, because this happened a different way than I expected, you know. Dr. Counselor Cole writes this, being a warrior servant for God is not an easy journey, but stay focused, stay the course, and watch his will be done. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Nicole. You know, I'm trying to stay focused. I'm trying to stay encouraged. And I realize, you know, guys, you know, self-care, taking care of ourselves, taking care of our health is so important. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. Praise God. Praise God, Dr. Nicole. You know, hey, Bishop Fitzgerald, you know, I got to say this. You know, he's given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. And I say this, you know, I lived so many years behind a shell, too quiet to really, really, really say what is it God called me to do. Give me a mic, and that's another story. But sometimes, you know, I might be in an intimate setting. It might be a one-on-one, but guess what? If I don't love myself, how can I love other people if I can't love myself? And if we can't love ourselves unapologetically because Christ died for us, because God so loved us, even while we're in our mess, he still sent his son still died for us. You know, how can we make a difference? What does love look like? Accepting the fact that God loves us. And because he loves us, we can love others. But we have to be willing to take that mask off. You know, Montreal writes this, God is not slack concerning his promise. Those masks hold us back. God is bringing out what we need to fix. Like the older saints used to say, God is fixing to do something. Amen, Montreal. Amen. You know, and thing about it is that it's so much freedom when you say, look, God is pulling off those masks. I'm in the same spot, Valerie. God is pulling off those masks. And I'm learning to own all my emotions, own what I'm feeling. But guess what? I can be angry, but sin not. I can express myself, but I don't have to sin. I don't have to curse. I don't have to do all those different things. But God wants us to be true to him in our relationship with him. Honest in our relationship, honest with our feelings. You know, sometimes when we begin to feel emotions we don't want to feel, we put that mask on. For me, that mask was the smile. I might have been smiling, but I was crying and dying inside. But taking the mask off, say, look, I'm having a hard day, Lord. This person is getting my last nerves, but I'm still not going to hate. I'm going to love one of them. It doesn't mean I have to like it. But when you know, when you have that relationship with God and you know who you are in Christ, people can say whatever they want to say. But when you know who you are because of who God has told you who you are in his word, you know, the enemy can come in many different forms and fashions. But when you know who you are, you know who you are. And he will not be able to take you off your course. He will not be able to come through those situations and circumstances around you because you know who you are in Christ. You know that you, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. You know this. We have that relationship with God. It's not dependent upon this person. I don't need any more validation. I know who I am in Christ. That's a mask right there. I don't need any validation. I don't need you to love me. I love myself. I'm learning to love myself. So I wanted that love from people. I say, I give this love, I expect love back, but it doesn't happen like that. When I love because of who God told me I am, and I love because he's shown me, and I love because I look at things he's done in my life. I love because I know that love can change things, but I got to love myself first. You know, Bishop Fitzgerald writes this, with agape love, not philos or eros love, nothing is needed back. Agape love, I need nothing back to give it. Amen. I didn't even look down and see that, Bishop. I didn't even look down and see you wrote that. That's so true. What's up, James? Dr. Counselor Nicole writes this. Patients and people ask me all the time, why do I care? I ask, why don't they? That's true. I've heard you do it, say that. I care because I love you by God's command. Because through all my mess, he has loved me. Through all my mess, through all of my situations, through all the things I've done, I've thought, God loves me and I'm able to love you because of the fact he loves me. And when you get to that point where you love yourself, flaws and all, you love yourself, flaws and all, that sounds like a song, flaws and all, then once you understand that, then you will really be able to really love others. Then you will really be able to love people Christ in a Christ-like way. Because you understand, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be? Where would you be if it had not been for the Lord on your side? And we're talking about taking off the mask. It feels good to be free. And I'm getting free. God's still working on me. God's still working on me. To take that mask off. To take those layers, like you said, Valerie, layers of mask. You know what? It's okay. And some people might not like the new you. Guess what? It's okay. People might not accept the change that God is doing in your life. But guess what? It's okay. Because you don't need their validation. Are you doing what God has called you to do? Are you doing that? Are you living your life on purpose? Like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. Yovita writes this, I used to say that I don't like people, and during these recent weeks, God has been surrounding me with people, and I always seem to have a positive word for them. It's only God and the push of some people, that genuinely love and care about me. Like I said, genuinely love and care about you, Valerie. That is so true, Valerie. And thank you for sharing that. You know, and guys, I pray that you guys will share this video on your page, on your pages. You know, and I appreciate the conversation that we have. We have these conversations weekly, every Tuesday from 9 to 10. You know, it's amazing to see how God is really just working in your life, Valerie. You know, you just keep it up. He just blossoming you like a flower. So much greatness in you, so much. And I want to say thank you, Dr. Nicole, for the greatness that you exude in your confidence, yet you're humble. You know, thank you for sharing that love and people feel that love. Thank you, Bishop, for coming through. Montreal, thank you for your words of wisdom. Danaya, you're just awesome as well. I love you, and I'm so glad that you're my cousin. You know, just to get together a little bit more. But God is freeing you, and listen, see what he's doing in your life. And you guys, see what God is doing in your life. Just give him glory. I thank you, God, for my mom, you know, for the words of wisdom she's given me. She's been here. She's been my ace. Terry, love you guys. I love all you guys have come through. Karina, Lion, you know, all you guys. I'm not even trying to say everyone's names. But really, everyone who's loved the post, who's saying love the post, thank you so much. You know, and we need each other. We need each other. We need each other. You know, and I just want to say I love you guys. You know, and I'm just excited about what God's doing and is going to do in your lives and your music ministries. Hint, hint. CDs, hint, hint. Terry. Valerie writes this. Thank you. If only I see that in myself, in time I will. You will, Valerie, because guess what? It's coming forth. You are as bright as day, and you will see it. You know, Dr. Constance Nicole writes this, I'll be in a grave. Years ago, I hated me so much, I attempted suicide, but God said, no, I reside in you, and I created you for and with a purpose. Since that time, I live my life, not for self only, but for his will and the purpose of others. Once knocking on death's door, I now knock on the doors of others, so I may be a vessel of change and a light of hope. And you just have no idea when you're being that light of hope, and that vessel of change, the lives that you're changing. You know, I'm one of those lives. Thank you. You know, and listen to this. You know, we don't know what people are really, really going through. You know, we look at people, we make judgments, and we put our haterade on, and we speak words of death on people, and we have no idea that people are dealing with some life issues. You know, I was in a dark place last year, and not everyone knows the story, and some people don't even care, but guess what? It's all good, because guess what? God met me there. God met me there when I thought that I could not make it through. God brought me through, and I had some family members who knew certain things, and they're praying for me. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Lene. I know you're praying for me, and my mom praying for me. dad. And, you know, I just want to tell you guys that we can be that light. We can be that vessel. I can't say I hate my brother and love God because that makes me a liar. We just got to love. Just love. Imperfection and all. Flaws and all. Love. Take off the mask. If you take off the mask and allow God, the Holy Spirit, to speak to you about yourself, and as you take those masks off, it's going to hurt. But you deal with it. And you move on to the next step so you can become the men and women God wants us all to become. Make it individual. So you can become the man or woman God wants you to become. Amen, Valerie. I'm one of those lives. As well, my mom says, this, to God be the glory. Hallelujah and amen. Thanks for the word going forth. Praise God. And I praise God for a godly woman. Flaws and all. She loves the Lord. I know it. And thank you. God stood in the gap during the dark days of 2016. Yes, he definitely did. He definitely did, Mom. He definitely did. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says he loves God yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. You know, also you got to love yourself. You got to love yourself. And when you do that, when you love yourself, and you allow God to love you, and you accept the love, and you allow him to pull out those faults so he can help you, as you peel away those faults, it might feel like this is strange. It feels so strange. It feels so strange, but guess what? God is with you. Even throughout the situation that you guys are going through, God is with you. Praise God, Terry. God bless you. You know, I'm looking forward to your music this year, Woman of God. You know, and I'm telling you, as you allow God to do that, and you speak this truth unapologetically, you love unapologetically, you receive his love unapologetically, flaws and all, just imagine how awesome you will become. Now, I want you to understand that we do have an enemy. But if we focus on God's love and the fact that he loves us so much, we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up. I just encourage you to spread some love. Tell someone that you love them today. Tell them that you are willing. Tell them that you love them. It doesn't mean you have to like them, but guess what? We're commanded to love them. I want to say God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I just pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will keep you. I pray that you will be willing to allow God to take away your mask and not worry about other people's masks, not worry about other people, because you don't need validation from other people. And I pray that you will take that quiet time and spend that quiet time in prayer with God. Get before his face. Pray. Lord, show me myself. Help me to love my brother in a Christ-like way, without any strings attached, without worrying about what am I going to get, what am I not going to get, and help me to love them just as much as you've loved me unapologetically, with my flaws and all. And I will live for you in Jesus' name. That's my prayer for you guys. You know, Valerie says this, because of God, the things I used to do, I don't do anymore. Yeah. Sometimes that change doesn't come overnight, but you guys, if you fall, get back up. If you fall, get back up. Love. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And I'm encouraging you to love yourself. I'm encouraging you to do like Michael Jackson said in that song, look at the man in the mirror. Look at yourself. Allow God to go to your mirror. Say, I love me because God died. He sent his son to die on the cross for me. Look at that mirror. Speak some words of life over yourself. Don't get trapped by the realness of what's really going on. But know that God has given us hope. That hope is in Jesus Christ. That hope And God will give us that peace that passes all understanding. I just want to encourage you guys who are listening to love. It says in 1 John 4, chapter 4, verses 19 to 21, whoever loves God must also love his brother. I'm going to encourage you to love yourself and allow God's love, God's Holy Spirit to speak to you and be real with God. When you're real with God, you allow him to work with you, work on you, through you, then you will be able to really help others. And Valerie writes this, love covers a multitude of faults. Amen, Montreal. Amen, Dr. Nicole. That is so true. Love covers a multitude of faults. Can we spend more time this week trying to love? Can we spend more time this week trying to love others? Can we spend more time this week not getting caught up in our own faults, but just saying, Lord, please forgive me, repenting for our shortcomings and our sin, and just say, help me become a better person. You know, I want to say God bless you guys. You guys be encouraged. I'm definitely encouraged tonight. You know, everything went differently, but I feel like God really, really spoke into our lives. And I know I was encouraged by the things that you guys had, the things you guys have shared as well. God bless you. And thank you again for sharing. You know, we're going to be back here next Tuesday. And I love the whole thing about the mask, taking off the mask. You know, and thank you for being honest and for being open. You know, thank you so much, Dr. Nicole. God bless you too. God bless you guys. Thank you guys for being a blessing. Thank you for being a blessing. Have a great night. Be encouraged. I love you guys. And I look forward to seeing you guys again next Tuesday for the preaching segment of the Heart of Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you guys.